Hogmaid tugged at Scarum's footpaw.
Pray, sir, what were their names?
He stared down at the Hogmaid.
Don't know, me dear. I'd never met him before. Now sit quietly and listen.
But she would not.
Ah, well, how did they know your name if you didn't know theirs? 'Cause you'd never met him afore.
Scarum fixed her with an icy smile.
Because, my inquisitive beauty, every beast down that way knows the name of Scarum Sharkslayer, what?
The oldster raised his paw.
But I was never knowing your name afore today, sir, and I've been down that way many times.
Shaking with mirth, Sagax and Kruver held the sides as Scarum began losing patience with his audience. He bellowed at the oldster.
Well, you must be flippin' well deaf if you've been down south of Salamandastron and never bloomin' well heard of Scarum Sharkslayer. Now shut your snout and listen.
He was about to continue when another paw was raised.
Begging your pardon, sir, but what was that shark's name?
How should I flippin' well know?
Scarum roared.
The blighter didn't have a name. It was the blinking great blooming giant, confounded monster, whatchamacallit, hog-eating shark. At least that's what all the hedgehogs call it. Satisfied, eh, what?
A hogwife shook her head wonderingly.
Ah, now, isn't that the grand old name for such a beast?
The hog sitting next to her ventured his opinion.
Do you think so? Well, I'm a hedgehog, so I am, and I never knew a shark with a name like that. What was it called again, Your Honour? I might be remembering if and you'd tell me.
The hare danced up and down, waving his paws.
The thing! What's the blooming name, shark-eating monster hog?
The little hogmaid tugged his footpaw again.
Ah, oh, no, that's not what you said the first time, sir.
The rest of the audience began discussing it among themselves, ignoring the storyteller.
Sure, the maid's right. He said a different name.
Away with you. How do you know? You was half asleep.
What? A monster shark-eating hog? I'm thinking that Scarum fella's been out in the sun too long.
Ah, now, you leave him alone. Doesn't he tell a fine old tale? You go on, sir. We're listening to you.
You listening? Ha! 'Twas you doing all the interrupting.
I take that from no beast. Stand up and say it to my face if you dare.
The storytelling became an argument, which broke out into a fight. Scarum gave up and sat down with his head in his paws. Sagax and Kruver were helpless at laughter as Kumani led them off.
Come and get some victuals. I forgot to tell your friend that the Magooch tribe is terrible at arguing and fighting, so they are.
They were treated to huge bowls of vegetable soup, hot brown bread and some delicious mixed berry cordial, followed by an apple and pear turnover.